You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is a radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Boy, we have a lot to do in this 1 hour coming up next. First of all, let's be very, very clear and blunt. It is New Year's Eve. Everybody's about to celebrate my birthday tomorrow. I want it to be known worldwide. And I want to thank everybody who celebrates my birthday tomorrow. I do. From the bottom of my heart, I just cannot be any more sincere than I have been right now with you. It's a wonderful thing to behold. To be so special is to have everybody in the world celebrate your birthday. Now, how many people can say that? Not many. I mean, you know, if you have a birthday, let's say, you know, November 5th, huh? Fireworks? Come on. I don't think so. And what about these parades that show up? What? Parades all over the world. firecrackers. Oh, yeah, well, a few of those, too. And these ball drops in the middle of a couple million people. What is up with that in football games? Well, those are just a few of the things that people do on January 1st, but they don't do it on November 5th. See, that's how special I am. Anyway, so welcome. This is our specialty show. No, not really. I mean, we're going to get serious here in a minute, but I just wanted to have a little levity with you. It didn't. I was saying in the last hour, and I really mean this, true confessions. I did not realize the significance of my birthday until just several years ago. I don't know, maybe 20 years ago. That I was such an important person. Anyway, you got to be laughing at that sort of thing. Okay, another year older, as they say. And, of course, this new California year this year. Yes, visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com. I'm going to be talking about that extensively in this hour and also about New California's grievance number 49. Reading grievances, really generally speaking, on the 2nd, we're going to give everybody a day off for obvious reasons, for family, traveling, and that sort of thing. But we want to read grievance number 49 in Newman, California, tomorrow at 11 o'clock. In Town Square, I guess you'd say. Newman needs a town square. Doesn't really have a town square, but it looks like they need one. Anyway, we're going to be sort of in downtown, in the middle of Newman, and we're going to be doing that whole thing, reading grievance number 49, which I think you're going to enjoy. In terms of where we sit with California, and what's going to be happening in the future. And, of course, as we lay it out for New California, grievance number 49 out of 95 grievances. That's where we're going. 95 grievances. I mean, we're just not stopping. The significance of the number 95, right? Well, we'll tell you sometime. If you don't know it already. But the other thing that's coming up is we have, let's see, the inauguration of Gavin Newsom on the 7th. Right. And then on January 15th, we're going to be rereading New California's Declaration of Independence. Why? Because it's a one-year anniversary for the Declaration of Independence. Isn't that awesome? One-year anniversary for the Declaration of Independence. I am excited. And we ought to do a special reading, set it up nice and special. What do you think? Have a hall, people can come down and see it and listen to it. Just for us. A special presentation of the Declaration of Independence from the state of New California, January 15th. I think we're going to do that. Let's just organize. Let's just get her done. We'll do a little YouTubing and everything like that, kind of build up all the suspense, you know, the hype. Yeah. Especially right now, it's kind of an interesting phenomenon that's going on with New California, is that we've gone viral. That's just the way it is. We went out and declared by way of grievance number 47, which I think I'm going to play grievance from the 47 to you in this. I am. It's viral. It's absolutely gone viral. This is the grievance in which we came out in support of the Yellow Vesters in France. Now, a lot of people are worried about, oh, you're polarizing, you're being political. We're not being political. We're just making an educational statement. We're not being political at all as New California here. This is an educational statement that somebody else is in the same alignment as us. We're not electing anybody here. We're not running a campaign for an election. No, we're not doing that. That's antithetical to what we do to form the new state. A lot of people wonder that. When's the vote? There's no vote. There's no voting here. There's no crying in baseball. There's no voting for a new state. I mean, there might at some point in time, but the process to get it going and get it the approvals, there's no voting. There's no stinking vote. In fact, that's what happened to Tim Draper. They were going to have a vote. Then the California Supreme Court said, well, it's unconstitutional to begin with for Tim Draper. And it was. He has to go back to the drawing boards if he wants. And he doesn't want to do that. What he wants to do is he wants to take attention from New California. Hello, Timmy. Timmy's got trouble. Timmy's in trouble. Not going to happen. You know, just like the six-state solution. Wasn't going to be a three-state solution. A three-state solution, he wanted to create two more additional Democratic-leaning states. He had it all dialed in. And everybody called him out on that. And he went to the Supreme Court, and radical environmentalist groups sued him to keep it off the ballot because, well, even if it was in the ballot, it wouldn't have mattered. It would have been quickly declared unconstitutional. But the court made the right decision, said it's unconstitutional. You're not following Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, you doof. Timmy was in trouble. But I think it was just a ploy to draw attention away from New California. Because everybody has a feeling that New California, well, they get this feeling like, this is going to work. And it is. It is going to work. It's working right now. Hence my statement about we've gone viral. Grievance number 47 has taken off. About half a million, well, over half a million views since we posted. Half a million. Wow, that's just like a week and a half ago. And really, I just noticed that 100,000 views since yesterday. That's a hummer, isn't it? I mean, seriously. I mean, you have a 100,000 views in a day. What's going to happen? Things are going to grow exponentially, I suspect. I have a feeling that we're going to see more and more and more and more and more views of Grievance 47, which we'll play for you when you come back. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio and also A21R.com. That's the website address, NewCaliforniaState.com, for all your information about New California.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Grievance 47, Declaration of Grievance, Statement of Facts. The people of California are suffering from a tyrannical communist state government which fails to provide a republican form of governance, enables and supports across its southern border the invasion of the United States of America by illegal foreign nationals, and protects vicious criminals who commit outrageous acts of violence upon the citizens of America all across, all caused by a government of and for a monoparty system led by a tyrannical dictator who openly defies federal law. California state government is in direct violation of the following. United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 4. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. California State Constitution, Article 1, Declaration of Rights, Section 1, Section 32, Article 1, adopted 1879. All people are by nature free and independent and have inalienable rights. Among these are enjoying and defending life and liberty, acquiring and possessing and protecting property and pursuing and obtaining safety, happiness, and privacy. Mass Yellow Vest Revolt is now the order of the day. The California Communist Governor, the monoparty government, along with their associates at the county and city levels, are engaging in mass sustainability fraud, which is being implemented all over California. The United Nations Agenda 21 and 2030 Agenda plans for sustainability were adopted by the United States in 1992. Many nations around the world have embraced this totalitarian plan, including the state of California. Now in 2018, the plans have matured and their true totalitarian design can be fully seen. In France, a full-blown revolt against the fraud perpetrated by the United Nations is in the works. The people in France are suffering the same injustices as Californians under the totalitarian edicts, where the end game of their sustainability plan is to reduce the population of humans on the planet from 7 billion to 500 million. The tools to do such monstrous activities are provided by the United Nations and their local extensions known as ICLEI, aka Local Governments for Sustainability. A global network of 1,500 cities, towns, and regions, they impact 25% of the global urban population. Most of the cities, towns, and regions involved in ICLEI are found in California. Chuck DeVore, Vice President of National Initiatives at the Texas Public Policy Foundation and former California Assemblyman, wrote, "The Yellow Vest Revolts is largely middle-class people who earn their living by driving or who commute to get to work. The cause of their ire is a scheduled 25 cents per gallon increase in gas taxes and about 10 cents on diesel to fight climate change." French President Macron, deeply unpopular, just reversed course on the new green tax, and Parisians are already paying about $7.06 per gallon for gasoline, almost half of that in taxes. The economic wreckage of such a punitive tax would plunge, in Paris streets, if Paris streets burned over a proposed 25 cents per gallon climate change tax, imagine the global conflagration over a $49 per gallon tax. The economic wreckage of such a punitive tax which plunged the global economy into a permanent depression, and that's assuming politicians could enact such huge tax increases over the will of their voters. The violent protests in France were fueled by intense frustration felt by a middle class that sees itself squeezed. They don't earn enough to be part of the elite unconcerned with fuel taxes, but they work hard enough that they don't qualify for the generous welfare benefits handed out to the nation's poor and newly arrived immigrants from Africa and the Middle East. The oppression felt in all aspects of California life today are the result of Agenda 21, 2030 agendas. While we in New California State have a U.S. Constitution to provide guidance to a new state, the French do not. The French people are now in open revolt against the same totalitarian plans as we as New Californians. New Californians stand with the Yellow Vesters. Insurrection. The government of California, the current governor and monoparty system, along with local officials, are following a coordinated design with the intent to actively engage in acts of insurrection against the U.S. Constitution. The Insurrection Act of 1807 is a United States federal law that governs the ability of the President of the United States to deploy military troops within the United States to put down lawlessness, insurrection, and rebellion. Illegal acts and tactics. Utilizing Marxist, Leninist, and Maoist revolutionary tactics, the communist California governor monoparty system and local government officials support and celebrate these tactics as a means to introduce and subvert all aspects of California government and civil society in an attempt to destroy the state of California and break down the sovereignty of the Union of States of America. Acts of secession. Therefore, the California Communist government, in conjunction with the Communist state executive, instituted wherever the current Communist governor has usurped power, has created a reign of terror on United States citizens living in California with the intent to secede from the United States of America and thus destroy the very Union of States which secures our liberty and freedom. Prayer. The citizens of New California State pray for the President to exercise his authority under the Insurrection Act of 1807 and end the tyranny being foisted upon United States citizens living in California State. This concludes these proceedings.
Okay, that's the one going viral. I wonder why. Because it's probably speaking the truth, don't you think? A little bit of rebellion going on here in California. And, well, I would say it's a rebellion. What's interesting, I was having this conversation the other day. Man, I just, there's conversations in me are just ubiquitous. It's everybody talking to me. I'm listening. I'm trying to listen. But I was having that conversation. You know, who's in rebellion? Are we, the citizens of New California, in rebellion against California? The answer is yes. Is it a revolt of sorts? Is there violence? No. And this is an open rebellion that is a revulsion of all these things that make up totalitarianism in California. Now, that does not connote violence, and it should not, because that's not what this is about. And I make the point in the grievance that in France, en France, they do not have a constitution like ours. They do not have a First Amendment. They do not have a guarantee clause. They do not have a supremacy clause. They don't have any of that stuff. We do. Now, what that does, like especially through Article 4, Section 3, which is a new states clause, only been exercised, what, three times in the nation's history? Yeah, of the 50 states, there's only been three of them that have been brought in like this. So let's remember that. This is a peaceful process to become a state. It's a peaceful process. It's a peaceful transition to statehood, as it should be. And we don't want violence. That's not what this is about. Absolutely, we denounce that. We stand totally against it. We are using the Constitution. This is why we're successful. They're not. Is because we're following a peaceful process to form a new state. And at the end of the day, we want California to succeed with our process. And we know it will. We look at ourselves as being able to save California from itself. New California. Completely different place. Completely different place, and completely different laws will apply in New California's juxtaposition to California. Absolutely. Stay with us and visit newcaliforniastate.com.
Than doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so we're getting news and information. I'm going to give it to you raw from what I've got going on here. This whole caravan business is going on again. They're caravanning everywhere. Caravan here, caravan there. Let me. It was interesting. I was watching, and I can't get the article anywhere. I can't find it. An interview, actually watching it on YouTube. You know, who has cable TV anymore? I mean, really? Who? I mean, seriously, I don't know anybody has cable TV anymore. They're just losing it. But so we had this guy from the Center for Immigration Studies. And the Center for, and I don't know why, I think I usually have a real zapper thing that I get to the center's image. They want me to donate. Now, come on. Donate. No, I don't want to donate. Center for Immigration Studies. Donate today's. Is the center a hate group? Oh, sure they are. Right. Center for Immigration, I think, was being touted today on Fox News. Fox News. And the information was kind of interesting. Where is it? Donate this center. I don't want that. I want the thing that Mark Kerkorian discusses, Circuit Court Appeal. I don't want that one either. Where are they? Come on, guys. Give me your home team. You guys had a guy on TV today. Anyway, Fox News was interviewing this guy, and I think it was Stephen Camarola who it was. And I'm going to paraphrase, but I'm going to get out in front of it because we've been out in front. It's kind of interesting. It was a story in which he's talking about the assembling of all these different migratory groups. Yeah, migratory groups. It's kind of like, you know, I'm a biologist, right? I understand migration patterns from animals, really. And, you know, I live right in the middle of one of the nation's largest, if not the world's largest, flyways. Now, I'm going to do ornithology on you. I'm going to get orno on you. No, you know, birds, that's what I'm talking about. Migratory patterns and things like that, right? Okay, so if you're a bird and you want to, you know, flying out, okay, and you want to go from one place to another, then, you know, there's a pattern that usually develops. Okay, birds like to overwinter. In other words, birds like to fly north a lot, and they like to fly south. And if you're in the northern hemisphere, you know, during the winter, they fly from the north to the south. It's really, really kind of simple to get down towards the equator. And sometimes they go even further than that. You know, like swallowtails, okay? I know this is really going to get complicated. But migration of animals is very, very common. It happens even with wildebeest, birds and wildebeest, and fish. Yeah. You know, so a salmon runs, you know. Did you know that salmon have legs? I didn't know that. Okay, joke. Salmon do not have legs. Well, maybe. If you know, see the little bumper stickers that shows the fish with the legs, right? You know, evolution. Anyway, joke. So migratory patterns have developed. Now, this is something that's very interesting to understand, that we have all these migrants caravanning forward, right? And they're coming here. Now, we have been absolutely accurate on the numbers of caravans, the numbers in the caravans to date. Now, we're getting more and more and more of the sophistication of some of these caravans, which we have talked about for years. We have warned everybody for years of these migratory patterns that have been developed and been institutionalized in various countries in South America and Central America. We told you about every single day from Tehran, Iran, to Caracas, Venezuela, a jet flies in and disgorges about 200 men. The plane deadheads back to Tehran. That means deadhead, get it? No passengers for you. That's what that means. They don't put passengers. It goes back empty. So a migration pattern has been set from Tehran to Caracas, Venezuela. This has been going on since, we estimated, and our own Chris Street brought this out, 2006. It's been flooding, of course. It's been flooding northern South America with, well, radicalized Muslims. Ah, and guess what? They all head north. Now, here's the Center for Immigration Studies article. This is a big one. Panama and Costa Rica. They are doing smuggling or smugglers work with controlled flow policy. Aha! This is the Darién province, Panama. This is from this article that Tom Benesman has written. And this is on behalf of the Center of Immigration Policies. Let's see if they've got this video in here. I don't know if they have it here or not. Well, let me see how much time we got here. Okay, I'm going to play it. This is from Battalion Central. CIS investigates terror travel threat in Panama and Costa Rica. Now, this is going to be coming into a bigger thing. I'm going to talk about that as well. So let's see what we got here. If they've got it, see how much we can play. Here we go. Terror travel threat in Panama and Costa Rica. Based on reporting, Panama and Costa Rica, December 3rd through 15th.
I'm on my way to a migrant camp the Panamanian government is not eager for the public to know about. It's hidden away deep in the jungle of the country's Darien province, a largely roadless jungle wilderness that thousands of migrants from all over the world traverse on their way to the American southern border. Intelligence sources told CIS where to find this special camp, about 15 miles off the country's main highway.
I arrived at a dirt subsistence village called La Panita,
and I see a seemingly out-of-place police station. And there was the migrant camp. The video I shot as I slowly drove by would be the only photography I would ever get. Panamanian military police swarmed me, demanding no pictures, no interviews, and how did I find this place, and give me your passport.
There's a reason for the sensitivity. The La Panita camp is ground zero of a binational government policy that would likely prove controversial if Americans knew about it.
With this policy, Panama and Costa Rica have essentially become human smugglers, moving thousands of migrants to the U.S. border. And these are migrants from places in the Middle East, like Iraq, Syria, Lebanon. The policy itself is called controlled flow.
It was put in place in about 2016 during a massive influx of Haitian migration. The Panamanian government did not want them to stay, for fear that they would drive down wages and cause other social stresses.
But since the Haitian wave has passed, the policy remains. What controlled flow means in real-world terms is that migrants reaching Panama territory in the south are collected, cared for in non-adversarial camps, given medical treatment, legal permisos, and then bus transportation, always north out of Panama, and always north out of Costa Rica. Nicaragua on the north of Costa Rica is not a party to any of this.
CIS negotiated at length with the government of Panama for its perspective on the migrant handling policy, and also how it works with the U.S. to help reduce the threat of terrorist travelers through its territory. Formal interviews were declined, however. The Panamanian embassy did issue the following statement. We can assure you that Panama and the U.S. are strong partners in ensuring we have secure migration flows and in promoting regional security. However, we are unable to provide details of that.
Yeah. What do you think of that? Just a few problems going on here, huh? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about the invasion of the United States and how organized and sophisticated this invasion is. That's what we're talking about. So if you think that we're kind of like crazy and we don't know what we're talking about, hello. That's not the case at all. We've got a situation going on here. Situation where it's a very, very well-organized, sophisticated network bringing us human beings from all around the world to flood our country. And ultimately, as we've seen with Obama, and we said this before, okay, we've been telling you. Now, it's kind of interesting. Critical mass appears to be happening in terms of people's knowledge now about Donald Trump and the wall, right? There seems to be this awakening, like, wait a minute. And what about with the yellow vesters in France? And what about the yellow vesters here? People are awakening because they see the same problems in the other parts of the world that they see here in America. And they understand, wait a minute, the dynamics that bring you this, the planning, the logistical process that's brought us all this stuff, was the same in Europe as it is here. Look what happened to Europe. 15 million people overrun Europe. What's wrong with that problem? What's wrong with that? Well, it goes to things like this plan that they've got going on over here in Panama and Costa Rica, how they have worked with other countries outside the Western Hemisphere, I might add, to organize themselves in such a fashion they can have controlled flow of migrants. This comes from this Center for Immigration Studies video that we're listening to. I'm going to play a little bit more, then we're going to come back.
Politicians who are willing to speak to us about this policy. Assemblyman Juan Carlos Arango of the Panamanian Popular Party explained that Panama's helpful policy was to treat migrants humanely, keeping them safe under government control, healthy, and above all, on the move.
Panama is like a bridge or a passway to another country. wherever they come from. They get here by boat, or they get here by plane, or walking through the Darien jungle. They say, they're very vocal, saying, we don't want to stay there. We want to pass away. True or not?
Controlled flow really starts where the only highway in Panama stops, in the Darien jungle village of Yaviza. This is the very definition of a frontier border town, where rainforest meets Highway 1. Here, the Panamanian Police Central Battalion Oriental Brigade coordinates choppers, boats, foot patrols to collect exhausted migrants coming off an 8 to 10 day jungle trek from Colombia. A senior military police official, not authorized to speak, says 700 migrants a week are collected from the jungle. They're put eventually in the La Panita camp. He explains the rest.
Hay una cosa que no se vea mundialmente, que el trabajo de nosotros no pertenecemos al.
Basically, he's saying that nobody sees the work that they do here in this camp. I'm giving you the briefing. No other country in Latin America who does this. In all of Latin America, do what it does to. They receive them, aid them, and give them medication and organize them. These are these illegal migrants coming
and
across.
And it takes them all the way to Costa Rica. Terrorists?
I don't know.
I don't know if there's terrorists, he laughs.
Maybe.
I'm interviewing an Iranian now, further up the trail in Costa Rica, and he explained that the Panamanian police arranged all of his transportation this far, and now the Costa Ricans are taking over. And in fact, the Costa Ricans even gave him a tip sheet providing bus fare information and schedules and where to stay on the way to the Nicaraguan border.
To Panita, we paid like $20 each one, 100 people from Panita to Panama City.
Here comes the
and
money discussion.
In Panama City, we changed bus, the 100% to another bus. And we
were the Panamanian police with you the whole time?
No, but they know. They coordinate the bus and they know we're going to border. In border, police stop the bus and we took out the bus.
And this Pakistani, likewise captured in the Darien jungle.
So when you were in Panama,
yeah.
You turn yourself to the police?
Yes, of course.
Did they tell you to do that?
Police.
Yeah.
No, they didn't tell you. They didn't tell us anything. We were in the camp number one, then two. We stayed there in camps for 8 days.
Yeah.
And after that, we get here.
How did you get here? Did they put the Panamanian police put you on the bus?
Yeah, yeah. Panamanian police put us on a boat. We fed them $40. Everybody fed them $40, and we got here.
Controlled flow may amount to government doing the smuggling, moving migrants of national security concern toward the American border. But it also has benefits. At least some of these migrants are out in the open, registered in these two countries, rather than forced underground in hidden stash houses and using smugglers. And an American counterterrorism effort is there to take advantage. Biometrics. All of them are supposed to have their fingerprints taken, eye retinal scans, triangled facial recognition photographs taken. It's done on U.S.-bought equipment in Panama and Costa Rica. I saw it being used, and I'm told numerous terrorist suspects have been caught as a result. When it comes to this higher-risk migration, so far the United States has been luckier than Europe, where for the last few years dozens of migrants from these same countries have committed and plotted multitudes of terror attacks. Or it's because U.S.-pushed efforts have found migrant terrorists here first, like Somali Ibrahim Kurdim just last year in Costa Rica. I'm told at least three other suspected terrorists were pulled off the route in Costa Rica and sent home. Panama's government declined to address ongoing joint counterterrorism efforts associated with the migration, saying, "As you may understand, the matters to which your questions relate to are sensitive in nature, both from the national security standpoint and from the U.S.-Panama relations perspective." In 2016, six Pakistani migrants were caught and deported home. Highly unusual. This was done at U.S. insistence. Officially, no one has said why. But Carlos Vargas, chief political editor for La Prensa newspaper in Panama City, said he was told why. All six Pakistani migrants, he said, were suspected Al-Qaeda members. And they were caught surveilling sensitive sites around the city, to include the strategic Panama Canal.
Well, 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 well. Center for Immigration Studies produced that. Brian Griffin was a video graphics guy. And, of course, what this does is it explains to you, as I'm explaining to you, this whole organized network, very sophisticated network of bringing illegal foreign nationals into our country. Now, you can bet, you heard them talking about, well, we get on the bus and we pay them $40. That guy probably has paid, or somebody has paid for him, anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000 for him to be there at that point in time in Panama. But they're being coached everywhere to go. And this is what I was talking about. Iranians, anybody who gets on that plane in Tehran is dropped off in Caracas. And the network continues from there all the way up to the United States border. This has been going on for years. Chris Street and I used to work hand in hand with the American Land Forces Institute years ago. 2009, 10, 11, 12. And the big thing that they used to do is they used to aid and assist the Texas Rangers along the border in the apprehension of various actors, bad actors. And as he referred, their specialty in terms of understanding of why they were there helping to train the Texas Rangers was because of OTMs. OTMs, other than Mexicans. Their focus, this is in 2009 and 10. 9 and 10. This is 9, 10 years ago, guys. Hello. Hello. Wake up. We're reporting this. OTMs, other than Mexicans, coming across the border. And literally on a monthly basis, they were capturing thousands of them. Thousands. What does that tell you? Where's the wall when you need it, right? And what's it like now? This network, this is 2018 they're reporting this. And we've been reporting that. It's kind of like this is old news. I was listening to this going, oh, yeah, okay. But this is an internal on the network. And I'm glad to see it here. Now, some of the stuff that we get, and you know we've been reporting on, Pueblo Sin Frontera. There's a continuation of this industry, and that's what this is. This is slavery, plain and simple. You're buying and selling human beings and transporting them from one place to another. And who knows what it's going to be like at the end, right? When they get across the border in the United States. So a sophisticated network worldwide is working on this to bring these illegal foreign nationals to us. And, you know, of course, what happens is in some cases they slip up and they kill somebody like Corporal Singh. So let's talk about that wall now. And let's talk about the people who don't want the wall. Why don't they want that wall? Because they're getting money too, guys. They're fighting it tooth and nail because they get money from all these illegal foreign nationals. Billions of dollars. It's a billion-dollar industry, multi-billion-dollar industry, and they've got people in Congress that protect it. Nancy Pelosi, Paul Ryan, John Boehner, Chuckie Schumer. They're all part of that business, multi-billion dollar business. And, of course, when these people come across the border, where do they go? Oh, they find themselves in these church relief agencies that are getting paid by the federal government to house, to feed, and clothe them as they get into America. That's why they want them in here, so they can get part of that money. It's a sick system. That's why we need the wall now. Okay. Gee, the show is ending. I can't believe it. So much for my little rant here. Anyway, we got big things happening tomorrow. Make sure you, if you want to show, see or listen to Grievance 49, go to Newman, California at 11 o'clock, 1329 Main Street. We'll be there. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AE.